The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah has been sponsored by Mr. Sawley and Cheryl Mizrahi. Hashem Aleihem Yihyu for the Hatzlacha of both of their families, for Be'ezat Hashem, health, happiness, Parnasa, continued success, and of course, much nachat and pleasure from their children. Yiratzon, in the zechut of their dedication to the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, they will be zoche for good judgment, they will be zoche for good beracha and mazal in all their endeavors. Amen.
Amen.
Today's daf has been dedicated in honor of today's birthday of Michael Waba. Happy birthday from his wife.
Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied. L'refuah shelema Eliyahu Chaim ben Shafia Sofia. El narefanalo, el narefanalo, el narefanalo. For the nefesh, for the guf, for the tokar, for the boy, for son. Venomar Amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechenu Began Eden Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Zayin Amud Rishon, and we are 7 lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Actually 8 lines from the top. Starting with the words Poshei Yisrael Begufan. Let us just remember where we're holding in this Gemara. We learned yesterday on a Pasuk that says Verav Chesed, and Bet Hillel explained the word Verav Chesed means that God has an abundance of kindness, that is Matekel Ape Chesed, which means that He tips the scales of the Benonim. That's someone that's 50-50, so Borei Olam tips the scales in His favor in order that He should have a good judgment, and therefore they don't have to go to Gehinam. And on those people, David HaMelech wrote the chapter in Tehillim when he said, Daloti veli Yehoshia, which is, even though I am poor, Daloti, even though I am poor in mitzvot, I don't have enough mitzvot, veli Yehoshua, Yehoshia, still, you saved me. Now, the Mefashim explain that which Beit Hillel was talking about, this Benonim section, is talking about the deen that a person undergoes upon death, or at the time of Tehiyat HaMetim, which is the day of the Yom HaDin HaGadol VaNora. However, regarding the yearly judgment on Rosh Hashanah, so this leniency is not said. That's the way the Mefarshim understand. So now we continue some other levels of people and what their fate is. Poshei Yisrael Begufan, those are considered the rebels of Israel. They rebel against Israel with their body. We'll see exactly how they do that. Upushei umot ha'olam begufan, it's the rebels of the nations of the world, again, with their body, yordim legeinam, they descend to Geinam v'nedunim ba shenem asar chodesh, and they remain there for 12 months. La'achar shenem asar chodesh, after 12 months, gufan kaleh v'nishmatan nisrefet, their body is consumed and their soul is burned. And the wind comes and scatters their ashes under the soles of the feet of the Sadiqim. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, you will trample the wicked, for there will be ashes under the soles of your feet. So that's considered the level of Poshei Yisrael. So it's as if they get a little reward. You know, it doesn't sound like too much reward over here, but the reward is at least they end in some form close to the Tzaddikim. So that's already a some zechut that they will have. Aval, however, haminim, minim are those people that have false interpretations of the Torah. They corrupt and pervert the meanings of the Torah. They're called the minim. They're masorot. Those are the informers. Those are the ones that tell the government about Jewish people, and they hand over their money to the government. They're apikorsim. The apikorsim those would be those people that deny any of the, say, the principles. For example, they deny that the Torah was written by God, or they deny Torah Shiva Al-Peh, or they deny the fact that there's concept of prophecy. Those are Apikorsim. Or some explain that those people, like Rashi says over here, Apikoros, Mebazeh Talmidei Hachamim, somebody that disparages a Talmid Hacham. So you have Minim, Masorot, Apikorsim, Shekafru Batorah, and those people that have denied the Torah, that she says, Omrim en Torah min ha-shamayim. Those are the people that say, Torah is not from heaven. V'shekafru b'tchayat ha-metim, and those people that have denied the resurrection of the dead, v'shepirshu m'darche tzibur, and those people that have separated themselves from the community. Now, according to Rashi, Rashi says that that's just a general class of all the people that we mentioned above. All these people above, the Minim, the Masorot, the Pigosim, the Kofrim, they're part of the group that has separated themselves from the community. The next group, Vishinatnu Hitatam Berisachaim, those that have instilled terror on earth into the people. So it says, what happens to these people? V'shehatu, and furthermore, people that have sinned, v'yachtiyu et harabim, and have caused others to sin as well. Kegon Yerovam ben Nevat v'chaverav, like Yerovam ben Nevat and his friends. Yerovam ben Nevat, he was living in the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, and he rerouted the Jewish people instead of going to Yerushalayim for the regalim. He rerouted them to the north of Israel and the south of Israel, and he caused them to worship Avodah Zarah. He caused them to worship two different agalim, calves that he had erected. So he was considered a chote umahati ta'am. So the Gemara says, what happens to all these people? Yordim l'geinam v'nudunin ba l'dore dorot. They go down to Geinam and they are punished there for eternity. And the Gemara substantiates this. Shneimar v'yatzeu v'ra'u b'fikrei anashim aposh'im bi. They will go out and see the corpses of the men that have rebelled against me. Now the pasuk continues and says, ki tola'atam lo tamud v'isham lo tichbe v'ayu dira'on lechol basar, which means the decay will not cease, their fire that consumes them will not be extinguished. Gehinam kale, ve'en enam kalim. Gehinam will end, but they will not come to an end. Shene'emar v'suram lebalot she'ol, which means it says, and their form will outlast she'ol, which is gehinam. Ve'kol kach lama, why is such an extent? Mepne shepashu yedehem bazebul, because they laid their hands against the zevul. What is the zevul? The Gemara will say, "Shne'emar mizevul lo," because of his zevul. Ve'en zevul ela Beit HaMikdash. Zevul is a reference to the Beit HaMikdash. Shne'emar bano baniti bet zevul lach. Shlomo HaMelech says, "I built a bet zevul." Ve'aleihem amra Hana, and on these groups, Hana said, "Hashem yehatu meribav," that God, may those people that fight against you, may they be shattered. So you see over here that these people over here, as if to say they outlast Geinam. What does that mean, they outlast Geinam? If Geinam ends, how could they outlast it? So explanation is, where Geinam ends for most people, Geinam will continue for eternity for these classes of people. So Geinam kaleh, vehem enam kalim. Geinam will end for the most of the people, however it will not end for this group. They are deemed to rot for eternity. And the Gemara explains why. Because their actions affect the Beit HaMikdash. Either destroy the Beit HaMikdash or do not allow the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abin. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abin says, Ufnehem domin leshule akedera. Now, we learned on yesterday's daf that there is a group called the Benonim. And the Benonim, we said, are sent down into Gehinnom, and they pray from Gehinnom, and God hears their prayers and brings them out. And Hannah quoted a pasuk regarding these people. The pasuk says, "Hashem memitum hayeh morid sheol bayal." That he brings the people out of the Sheol. He elevates them from the Gehinnom. So now the Gemara is going to explain the situation of this group. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Yitzhak bar Avinu, their faces resemble the bottom of a pot. Which means their faces, when they come out of Gehinnom, they're blackened. V'amar Abba, v'inu mishapire shapire b'nei hoza. That these people that go down to Gehinnom were from the most handsome of the handsome people living in the city of Mechuzah. But because they live such a lifestyle of pleasure, etc., that she says, Me'unnagim, they were running after their pleasures, and they were also Shmenim Hayu, they were fat, which means they enjoyed life. But what's going to happen? Umikaryan b'nei Gehinnom. They're always going to be called the sons of Gehinnom. Which is, even after they come out of Gehinnom, their face is going to remain black forever, and they're always going to be, so to speak, nicknamed the children of Gehinnom, because their face is going to be blackened like the bottom of a pot. Which is, even if you scrub it and clean the bottom of the pot, it still remains blackened. So too their faces are going to be as such. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor, we learned above, Betilel Omrim. Betilel said, Verav Chesed, that God has an abundance of kindness. And what we learned? Mateh Kelapeh Chesed. That Borei Olam tips the scales of the Benonim to kindness, and therefore they do not have to go to Gehinnom. He argued on Bet Shammai. Also the Gemara has a question. Ve'aketi ve'veti et ha'shilishit ba'esh. This is the third group, which is the Benonim. They're going to have to go into the fire. According to you, Betel, you say, no, the third group, the Benonim, are 50-50. They get tipped the scales. They get saved. But the Pasuk says the third group goes into the fires, like Bet Shammai says. How do you learn this Pasuk? Hatam b'poshei Yisrael b'gufan. The ones that go into the fires, those are the people that rebel against God with their body. What are you talking about? Poshei Yisrael b'gufan. V'amart let lu takanta. You just told me that poshei Yisrael b'gufan, they have no takana at all. The third group, Napasuk said, they'll go down into the fire temporarily. They'll be purified. They'll be brought out. How could you tell me that poshei Yisrael b'gufan now are the third group? You just told me that poshei Yisrael b'gufan stay in Gehinnom forever. So the Gemara says, "Kilet lehu takana." When did we say that there's no takana for the poshei Yisrael b'gufan? Berov avonot. Jeez, we're talking about somebody that committed a majority of sins. So he's a rasha. But in the majority of sins, he also has in the roster of his sins, he's poshei Yisrael b'gufan. And therefore, majority of sins with poshei Yisrael b'gufan, those guys go to Gehinnom forever. However, ha'cha, mechza avonot u'mechza zechuyot. But we're talking about an intermediate guy that's 50-50. Ve'it pi'una mech avonot poshei Yisrael b'gufan. But he also has part of the roster of sins, these type of sins that are considered rebellious with their body. Lo sagyale delav ve'eveti et ha'shilishit ba'esh. And therefore, it's not enough for this person to be punished sometime in Gehinnom, which means he's going to have a Gehinnom. Why? Because even though he's 50-50, and we said 50-50, God tips the scales, but not for this guy. A guy that's a 50-50 that has also poshei Yisrael b'gufan in his roster of sins, he's going to have to go down to Gehinnom. Ve'im lav, then v'rav chesed matechel apeh chesed. Which means if not, if it's just a regular 50-50, then God tips the scales in his favor. So therefore, it comes out according to Bet Hillel, there's two types of benonim. There's a benoni with poshei Yisrael b'gufan, and there's a benoni without poshei Yisrael b'gufan. A benoni with poshei Yisrael b'gufan has to go down to Gehinnom. Because that sin is can only be purged through the fires of Gehinnom. However, if he's just a 50-50 without that sin of poshei Yisrael b'gufan, then already he's matik al apeh chesed, Borei Olam tips the scales in his favor. And the Gemara will explain. The Gemara says, Ba'aleim amar David, and David said about this group, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem. Now, he explains it to say what? That he was, David says, I am loved ki yishma Hashem. So the Gemara is going to explain. Darash Rabbah, Ma'idichtiv Ahavti ki yishma Hashem. What does it mean when the Pasuk says, I love when Hashem hears my voice? Which is a simple interpretation. I'm not going to see yourself next to Baruch Hu. B'nei Yisrael, friend of Borei Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. Ematai ani ahuva lefanecha. When am I considered beloved before you? Which is when do you love me the most? Bizman she'ata shomeya kol tachanunai. When you listen to my voice of supplications. Daloti v'diyoshia. Even though I'm poor from the mitzvot, meaning I'm 50-50, I don't have enough mitzvot, lina eloshia, it is fitting for you to save me. So again, this pasuk over here is a reference to the binonim, that the zichuyot do not tip the scale, daloti, but really Yoshia. And the Gemara is taking the pasuk in the derasha, instead of saying ahavti, I like, it's learning as if it says ahavtani, I am liked. When am I liked? When you, Borei Olam, answer my prayers. Now the Gemara is going to explain to us, what is this Poshei Yisrael Begufan? But actually, before we do that, I think it would be worthy just to review, at this point, the different levels of people that we discussed till now. You have the people that have more mitzvot. People that have more mitzvot, then already they go to Olam Abba immediately without any delay. Then you have the people that are equally balanced, okay, and they do not have the sin of Poshei Yisrael Begufan, so then already Betelel holds, Lav Chesed, Matekel Ape Chesed, their scales are tipped. Then you have the guys that are equally balanced, and they have Poshei Yisrael Begufan, so they're going to have to go down to Gehinnam for a while, they're going to cry out to God, and God is going to answer them, and that's what Hannah said, Morid Sheol Vayal, God will take these people out of Gehinnam. Now, you have another group, which really the Gemara didn't talk about, but we have to extrapolate what the fate of these people would be, is people that have majority of sins, but they do not have the sin of Poshei Yisrael Begufan in their roster of sins. So the Mefarshim Tosfot explains that they go to Gehinnam for 12 months. And then after they go to Gehinnam, they are saved. Then you have the people that have majority of sin with Poshei Yisrael Begufan, so then they go to Gehinnam for 12 months, then their souls are burnt, and we said that the ashes are spread under the feet of the tzaddikim. Then you have the minim, the apikorsim, you have the kofrim, so those type of people, Gehinnam kalev em enam kalim. They go to Gehinnam forever, and they stay there for eternity. Comes the Gemara and says, Poshei Yisrael Begufan, my nihu. These Poshei Yisrael Begufan, what are they? Amarav karkafta, delo manach tefillin. A head that does not wear tefillin. That's considered Poshei Yisrael Begufan, with their body. Somebody does not put on tefillin. Again, he's only talking about over here, where he didn't put on the tefillin because he has a disgust for the mitzvot. If he can't put on the tefillin because, let's say, had a bad stomach, or for because there's religious persecution at the time, that already is not considered Poshei Yisrael Begufan. He has to do it with intention just because he wants to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, someone has said that this is also talking about he never wore tefillin. Some have the Gersa, Karkafta de lo manach tefillin de olam, that he never wore tefillin. But if he put on tefillin even once, so already he's saved from this category. Comes the Gemara and says, Poshei umot ha'olam begufan. What's the case of Poshei umot ha'olam, the rebels of the goyim? What's that considered? Kamarav ba'avera. This is talking about that they commit sins of Gilui Arayot. Tosfot on the bottom says, Sheken ben Noach Muzar Alav. The ben Noach is commanded on Arayot. That would be, for example, adultery, etc., and different type of illicit relations. Of course, Am Yisrael is also commanded on Arayot. The reason why it chose Arayot for the Goyim is because it couldn't choose Tefillin. Tefillin does not apply to the Goyim. So by the Jews, it's really Tefillin and other would be considered Posh Aisa Begufan. But for the Ben Noah, but for them it's considered Dafka Arayot. Comes the Gemara and says, Vishinatnu Hitatam Be'eris Chaim. Those that have instilled fear in people's lives and terror, those people they're destroyed forever. Amar of Chazda, Zepanas Amatil Emayetera Ala Sibur Shelo Leshem Shamayim. It's talking about a leader of the community that instills excessive fear on the community, not for the sake of heaven, which means he does so for his own personal kavod. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Panas Amatil Emayetera Ala Sibur Shelo Leshem Shamayim. Any leader that instills excessive fear in the community, not Lashem Shamayim, Ein Ro'e Ben Tamid Acham. His son, his children, are not going to be Tamid Achamim, because the Pasuk says, Shneimah, Lachen Yire'uhu Anashim, says people are going to fear him. However, Lo Yire'e Kol Hachmelev, he is not going to see any people wise heart, which is he's not going to have any children that are Tamidei Hachamim. Comes the Gemara and continues, Betelel Omrim. We learned about Virav Chesed. What does that Chesed mean? God has excessive kindness. Matei Kelapei Chesed. God tilts the scales. Now the Gemara is going to explain, how does that work? You have 50-50. How does he tilt the scales exactly? What's the mechanics of this? The Gemara is, Hechi Abid. What does God do? Gemara gives different opinions. The Bidi Ezer Omer Kovsho. Kovsho literally means he presses, which means he presses down the side of Zechut, and that outweighs it. Shnei Emar Yeshuv Yirachamenu Yichbosh Avonotenu. Which means he has mercy on us. How does he have mercy on us? Because he depresses and outweighs our sins. How does he do that? By pressing down our mitzvot. He pushes down the scale of the merit. That's to be the Eisen. To be Yosef Barachanin Amar Nose. He actually lifts up some of the sins. He goes on the sin side. So if he lifts up some of the sins, automatically you're going to end up having more. Zichuyot Shnei Emar, Noseh Avon. He lifts the sin, Ve'ovir Apesh, and therefore he overlooks the transgression. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael has a different understanding. Ma'abir Rishon Rishon. Which means he removes the first two sins. Which means when the sins come to be weighed, he removes the first two sins from the scale. First two sins that a person commits, not part of the count. Vechen hi hamidah. And that is the midah, the attribute of God's kindness. Which means he doesn't press down, not on the zechuyot side, doesn't press down, not on the averot side, but he is ma'avir rishon. Ma'avir is he removes rishon, rishon. That's the way it works. So the Gemara says, Amarava ve'avon atzmo enu nimhak. But those sins are not erased. The ikaruba avonot machshi badayu. Because if let's say a person has a majority of sins together with the first removed sin, so it's placed back on the scale and it is counted, which means like this. The only time that Borei Olam removes the first sin, when we say it benefits the person, which means he has to have an equal amount of sins, 50-50, at the time of judgment. So if he's 50-50, then God will take away one of the sins, the first one, Ma'abir Rishon Rishon, and now the scale's automatically tipped. However, if going into judgment, he has majority of sin, so it's not going to help him to take away one sin, because he's going to be back to a 50-50. Which is the way he's learning is, the 50-50 is exact at the time of judgment. Now, I take away the first sin. Ma'avir Rishon Nishon. So when he removes it, now he becomes a tzaddik, because he has majority mitzvot. But if he goes into the time of judgment, Rov Averot, even one, now you're going to say, oh, take away the first one. Now I'm a Benoni. Now it doesn't work that way. In that case, we're still a Benoni. Benoni is not enough. He learns to be strong. You actually have to have more mitzvot. How do you do that? Being a Benoni with the rule of Ma'avir Rishon. Yeah, that's the Shita of Rabbi Ishmael. Ma'avir Rishon, he takes the first sin. Fine. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rava, kol ma'avir al middotav. Anybody that is ma'avir al middot, which means he is he lets things slide. He doesn't take retribution to people that attack him, which means he doesn't do revenge against people. He has tolerance and so on and so forth. That she says ma'avir al middotav she'enu middakdek limdod midah limtzari moto. Now he doesn't have to bring measure to those that are tormenting him. Umaliyah midotav. He leaves his midot. He walks. He steps aside his midot veolechlo, and he goes. That would be ma'avir. He steps aside, or he passes by his midot. He doesn't have to give them retribution. So what does it say about these people? Ma'avirim lo al kol peshav. So as long as they relinquish him from all his sins. Shne'emar nosei avon ve'oved al pesha. Lemi nosei avon? To who does God pardon from sin? Lemi she'oved al pesha. One who overlooks the sin that was committed against him. So therefore, Borei Olam says, you overlook, I also overlook. Now the Gemara tells a story. Ravuna bered Rav Yoshua Halash. Ravuna, the son of Rav Yoshua, got sick, he became ill. Al Rapapa l'sheyu leba. So Rapapa went to visit him. Hazya dehalish le'alma. So he said, Rapapa saw that Ravuna was actually on the brink of death. Amar lehu tzivitu le'zivata. He told the people there, you better get the shrouds, get the techrichim. This rabbi's going to die. Lesof etpah. At the end, what happened? Ravuna recovered. Hava mechsif Rapapa lemechzeyeh. Rapapa was embarrassed to see him, because Rapapa already wrote him off as dead, and now he came back to life. So amruleh. So they told Ravuna, my hazit, when you were on the brink of death, what did you see? Amar lehu, in hachi Abba. Yes, you Rapapa was 100% right. I was about to die. I was on the brink of death. But I heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, he told the angels, since he does not stand on principle, which means he's tolerant to people that wrong him, he lets them go, he's not strict with them. So what? Let him go. Do not stand against him. Shneimar nosei avon. So therefore you're right, the Papa was right, I was supposed to die, but they gave me a pardon because of his behavior. And the Gemara says the Sherit Nahalato, the end of that Pasuk says literally the Sherit Nahalato, for the remnant of his heritage. She's Aliyah is the fat of the tail of the animal, that's the good portion of the meat of the animal. So they, and kots is a thorn. So saying, it's aliyah, you have a good piece of meat, but kotzpa, there's a thorn in it. That's the way the Gemara says, sometimes you have a good idea, but there's a restriction on it. So you say, it's a good thought, it's aliyah, but there's a little restriction, there's a snag in it, there's a kotzpa. What's the snag? It says, l'sh'erit nahalato, it says, this thing that God forgives, mishe ma'avira midotav, it's not for everybody. That's the aliyah, that's the nice part, that if God forgives people that are forgiving to others. However, it only says, لِشْئِرِيْتْ نَحَلَتُوْ وَلَوْ لِخُلْ نَحَلَتُوْ. It's only to some of his nahala, but not all of the nahala. To them, لِمِي شِمِسِيمْ عَصْمُوْ كَشِرَيِمْ. It's only somebody that makes himself like remnants, which means he is truly he makes himself like scraps, like he's insignificant, and which means his the reason why he's ma'avira midotav is because he feels himself humble. Not because the guy's going to say, well, Hashem will get this guy, and the Borei will punish him, or, I'll wait for another time. And that's already, you're being ma'avira midot, but not for the right reasons. It has to come from humility, that you really feel that your friend is greater than you in certain ways. Then already, your sins will be overlooked. However, if sometimes a person might say, well, it's beneath my dignity to answer this guy. That guy, they're not going to be ma'avir midotav. It has to be l'sh'erit nahalato. Mi shemesim atzmo kishirayim. Someone that puts himself like remnants. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ravuna rameh. Okay, Ravuna brought a contradiction in Pesukim Ketiv. One Pesuk says, Sadiq Hashem bechol derachav. Sadiq is mashma that God has strict justice. Uchtiv v'hasid bechol ma'asav. Hasid is mashma that he judges a person mercifully. So make up your mind: is Borei Olam a Sadiq or is he a Hasid? Hasid is mashma that he lets people slide. That's rachamim. So he was a betachila Sadiq. She's in the beginning. Borei Olam judges just a Sadiq. ulbesof hasid. But when he sees that the world cannot exist with deen, so then Borei Olam becomes hasid. He has to let them go with hesed. Similar contradiction. Rabbi Elazar Rameh. Rabbi Elazar brought a contradiction for the Pesukim. Ketiv ha-Pesukim Adonai hasid. To you, Borei Olam, you have chesed, you have kindness. Uchti, but the pasuk says ki atat shalim leish kemaaseu, that you punish a person according to his deeds. But we just said chesed. Now you tell me that you punish a person according to his deeds. Kabbalah says the same thing. B'shale b'tchila, in the beginning ki atat shalim kemaaseu. In the beginning, God created the world as if it was strict justice, that whatever a person does is going to get punished. Ul besof, but at the end ulcha Adonai chesed. At the end, Borei Olam treats the world with chesed in order to give them a chance. Gemara says, Ilfai, that was a rabbi's name, Ve'amri le Ilfa, or some say his name was Ilfa Rameh, he brought a contradiction. Keti, one pasuk says, Ve'rav chesed, that God has abundance of kindness. Uchtiv ve'emet, emet is truth, implying strict justice. Again, in the beginning, God is emet. But in the end, when he saw the world cannot exist with strict justice, so he went to become Rav Chesed in order to give the world a chance. Rav Chesed ve'emet. So Borei Olam became Rav Chesed when he saw the world cannot exist with emet, v'rav chesed v'emet, because he saw the emet is too strong for them, so therefore he judges them favorably. Now the Gemara says, "Vayavod Hashem al panav vayikra." Says Hashem literally passed over Moshe and proclaimed, "Vayavod Hashem." God passed over panav, Moshe's face, vayikra, and he called out. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Elmale mikra katuv iefshar le'omlo." If the pasuk didn't say this, we would not be allowed to say it. Milamed shenet atev v'kadosh baruch hu k'shaliach sibur. It's as if Hakadosh Baruch Hu put on a talit like a hazan. Why? Because it says vayavor. In the olden days, when they used to say the hazan used to go up to the teva, it was says over lefne teva. So the pasuk says vayavor. It's as if Hakadosh Baruch Hu was the hazan. He put on a talit and he went in front of the kaal. And he showed Moshe the order of the tefillah. Amar lo, and he told Moshe, "Kol zeman shisrael chotim, anytime the Jewish people sin, ya'asu lefanai kasedir hazeh v'ani mohel lahim." Jesus, let them follow this procedure and I will forgive them. And then he went on to say, Hashem, Hashem, kel dachum v'hanu, which is the 13 attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we might say is the oldest tefillah on record. And this tefillah was written by Borei Olam himself. And God is telling Moshe, you do whatever the people have sinned, let them say these, say magical words, so to speak. But let them say these words and Borei Olam says, I will forgive them. Now, it should be noted that the Gemara doesn't say, let them say the words. It says, Ya'asu lefanai. They should perform these midot. Which is not enough to read the Yag Midot. One has to emulate the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the real sigula of the Yag Midot. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, these are my attributes, and if you will fulfill the attributes as human beings, meaning you'll be merciful, you'll be forgiving, whatever the midot are, then already Borei Olam says, I will forgive. That's a very important diuk, the word Ya'asu lefanai. Now the Gemara explains. It says, Hashem, Hashem. Right, kel lachom v'hanun. What's the double Hashem? Ani hu kodem shi'chata Adam, v'ani hu le'achal shi'chata Adam v'yaseh teshuvah. God says, I am the merciful God before person sins, and I am the merciful God after he sins. Before he makes, or after he sins, so he can make teshuvah. Which means, it is a great mercy that God is before we sin. Well, what's the mercy? We didn't sin yet. Well, the mercy is that God knows we're going to sin, and still gives us life, and gives us the ability to sin. Normally, if a king would know that somebody's going to rebel against him, kill him before. Borei Olam is Hashem before the sin. And after the sin, Borei Olam is patient with us. It doesn't obliterate us immediately. He gives us patience in order to make teshuvah. Kel rachum v'hanun. Then we have the rest of the midot. Amar Rav Yehuda, brit kiruta l'shlosh uslim midot. We have a covenant regarding the 13 attributes. She'enam ozrot rekam. That they do not go back empty-handed. I mean, they always have an effect. Whatever it said, there's an affection. Right after the Yag Midot, God says, I'm going to make a covenant with you. And that was the covenant that what? that the Yag Midot Ha'or is going to work. Like we say in the Tefillah, El Horetanu, God, you instructed us, Lomar Midot Shelosh Esre. You instructed us to say the Midot. Now, big mahlok and exactly how to split up the Yag Midot. How do you divide the Yag Midot up? Do you count Hashem as one of the of two of the Midot? Do you start from the second Hashem? Do you skip both Hashem and start from Kel Rachum VeHanun? Noser Hesed LaAlafim, is it considered one or is it considered two? So they have different shitot amongst the Rishonim exactly how to count. If you want to just look at the Tosafot quickly, the second Tosafot Shlosh Esre Midot Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Shnei Shemot Rishonim Hem Shnei Midot. So Tosafot learns Hashem are considered two Midot. כדאמין לך, אני השם קודם שיחתה, לרחם עליו, ואני מרחם לאחר שיחתה אם ישוב. I'm merciful before the sin, and I'm merciful after the sin, if he repents. השם מידת רחמים הוא, ולא כאלוהים. That's why it's a Jud Kevavke, because that's מידת רחמים, and not אלוהים, שום מידת הדין. Now, עוון ופשע וחטא ונקה. נושא עוון, ופשע וחטא ונקה, תוספות says, הם נמנים בארבע. That's four different מידות. Nosei Avon is one, Vafesha, two, Vahata'a, three, Venake is four. Because we learned in Masechet Yoma that each one of these is considered a different type of sin. Da'avonot, Elu Zedonot. Pesha'im, Elu Amiradim, that's done rebelliously. Vahata'ot, Elu Ashigagot, that's done by mistake. Megilat Tanim, Rabbeinu Nesim, En Monim, Shem Rishon, Chiesh, Pesik, Ben Hashemot. According to Rabbeinu Nesim, you don't count the first Hashem. Because there's a Pasek after the first Hashem. So it's as if it's a Vayavon, Hashem Al Panav, Vayikra Hashem, and God called out. That's part of the pasuk, and God called out. And then the second Hashem is part of it. Mishum dachi kamar kara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sheshmo Hashem, God, its name is Hashem. Kara called out Hashem. Nachum v'hanum v'nanam. So therefore, according to the Benu Nesim, you do not count the first Hashem, as if the pasuk is saying, and Vayikra. The God that is called Hashem called out. Now, Nosir Chesed Alafim, Moneh B'Shtem Midot. So they want to count that as two. Nosir Chesed is one, that God rewards a person for his Chesed, and then Hainu Midah Achad and La'alafim. And he does it for 2,000 generations. That's another Midah. He doesn't only pay you back for the Chesed, but La'alafim for 2,000 generations you get rewarded for the good deeds that you did. That shows us that the good midah tovah merubah 500 al midot puranut. Which God's goodness is 500 times greater than the negative. When it comes to the punishment, he only punishes for four generations. When he rewards us for 500. Da'atav ketiv al rebi'im. Right? For four generations. Da'atav ketiv la'alafim. Okay, we continue the Gemara. Amar b'yohanan. Gedola teshuvah. Shemekarat kezad dino shel adam. Great is teshuvah, because it's able to tear up a decree, an evil decree against the person. Shnei Emar, and Gemara quotes a pasuk: Hashmen lev aram azeh veoznav achbed ve'ainav hasha' penyireh ve'ainav ubozav yishma' ulbavo yavin ve'shav ve'rafalo. This over here is a prophecy regarding before Eretz Yisrael became desolate. It says the people have a fattened heart, and the ears were hardened, and their eyes were sealed. Because if they were able to see and hear, they would understand with their heart, they would make repentance, they would make teshuvah, veshav, verafalo, and they would be healed. Which means, the reason why the people didn't, they had fat over their heart, because they did not want to make teshuvah. And therefore it's masra that if they would have made teshuvah, veshav, if they would have made teshuvah, verafal, it would have been healed. So therefore you see that teshuvah can even nullify a decree. Which means they were stubborn in the times of the Nevi. They didn't want to improve their situation. And therefore they made themselves deaf and blind. They didn't want to make the teshuvah. Masra, but if they would have made the teshuvah, verafal, they would have been healed. Who told you? Maybe in this pasuk of it, it's talking about before there was a gezardin. You have to show me that. How do you know that after there's a decree already decreed on a person that the Shuvah works. Maybe this pasuk only tells me that before Gezar Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives a person and rips up the Gezar Din. How do you know after Gezar Din? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Le, V'Rafa Lo Ketiv. Rafa is past tense. And God will heal the person. Ezu Davar Shasarich Refu'ah. What's something that needs a healing? Have you made Gezar Din? Ze Gezar Din. Which is must be, it was told by there was a Gezar Din already. Veshav, a sick person. What do you mean he's sick? He needs a healing. Who needs a healing? Somebody has a Gezar Din on him already. And the Pasuk is saying, Veshav, Veraf, Alo. And he'll make the Shuvah and he will be healed. Implying that he had a Gezar Din on him. And it was because the Pasuk says, Veraf, Alo. Meaning he's sick at this time. What do you mean he's sick? That means he has a Gezar Din on him. And therefore, Veshav, Veraf, Alo. If he makes the Shuvah, then if the Refuah will come. So therefore, he has the ability to tear up Gezar Din. The Gemara brings a question. Hashav bintayim. If a person makes teshuvah bintayim, meaning between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, mohalim lo, they forgive him. Lo shav bintayim. If he doesn't make teshuvah between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, afilu evi kol elen nevayot sheba'olam. If he brought all the rams from the place that's called Nevayot, they had fat rams in the city of Nevayot. Doesn't matter. En mohalim lo. Which means after Kippur it's over. What do you mean? You just told me that a person can make the Shuvah after Gezar Din. So even after Kippur we should have an ability to change the Gezerah. What does the Gemara tell me? Even if you want all the fat and rams, it's not going to help you. What do you mean? So the Gemara says, Lakashya, Habi Yahid, Habi Sibur. Which means, an individual cannot overturn his decree after Yom Kippur. However, a Sibur, the community, they're able to tear up the decree against them, even after the Gezar Din by making Teshuvah. So therefore, there's a big power in the Sibur. A Sibur's decrees can be overturned, whereas Yahid, no. Comes the Gemara and says, Metive, what do we have a question? It says the eyes of Hashem are on the land of Israel. Right? It says from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Now, etim letova, etim lera'a. Sometimes God's eyes are on the land for good. Sometimes, Chas v'Shalom, his eyes are on the land for bad. Etim letova ketzad. How does God look at the land for good? Let's say, Bar Menan, the Jewish people were the Sha'im on Rosh Hashanah. Upasku lahem gishamim mu'atim. And therefore God said, very little rain this year, because they were the Sha'im. Lasof hazru bahem. During the year, the people made teshuvah. And now what does God do? They made teshuvah. Leosif alehem iyefshar. Well, to add more rain to the Gezerah, you can't. Shekevar the Gezerah, Gezerah. Because already the Gezerah was made on Rosh Hashanah, how much rain it's going to be. So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu moridan bizmanam. Instead, God will bring the little amount of rain in the right time, ala aris, on the land, asiricha lahem, that needs it. Hakol lefi aris, everything according to the land. Which means, God will make that small amount of rain work for the people. It'll come down at the right time, at the right land, and everything will work out. Now, etim lera'a ketzad. Sometimes God will look at the land of Israel at the end of the year in a bad way. How? Let's say the Jewish people were tzaddikim gemurim on Rosh Hashanah. They were good. And therefore God decided he's going to give them a lot of rain that year. But what happened? The people went back to being bad. Well, to take away from the rains, to reduce them, you can't. Why? Because the Gezerah, God said, already I'm bringing a lot of rains. So what does he do? Borei Olam brings the rain down at the wrong time, and not an opportune time. Right? On a land that does not need. And then, therefore, what do you see over here? But the point over here is the Gemara says, Letova. Mia likre'e ligzar dinayu velosif lehu. Which means, what are you talking about? You just told me, Rabbi Yochanan, that when the Sibur makes teshuvah, God rips up a gzar din. So here the Jewish people are not sure they would have shine. Fine. So you tell me, and God only said, give them a little rain. And then you say, they make teshuvah. So what does God do? Well, he can't change the Gezerah. He just takes that little rain and he utilizes it. He gives it to them in a good way. What are you talking? If you tell me teshuvah rips up the Gezerah, let him rip up the Gezerah of a little rain and let him give him a lot of rain. What do you have to say that he has to use the little rain? If you tell me he rips up the Gezerah, rip up the Gezerah of a little rain and give a lot of rain. And then we're talking about a Sibur over here. So the Gemara says, Shani Atam, the Ifshar Behakeh. Which means it's different in this case because God could do it without changing the Gizrah. God would rather not change the Gizrah. So in this case, he could give them good without changing the Gizrah, he'll do it. Meaning he could use the little amount of rain and give it to them in the right spots without having to rip up the Gizrah. You're right, but if it was in a situation where, let's say, the Gizrah is fully bad, so then you're right, Boyam, we'll rip up the Gezerah and do it and change it. But in this case of it, since God is able to benefit the people without ripping up the Gezerah, so that's why it's done in such a way, by giving the rains in the proper times. We have another case. It says the Pasuk, Yor de'ayam ba'oniyot. Those are the people that go into the boats. Right? They work on the waters. Him mara'u ma'aseh Hashem. Says they see the wonders of God on the waters. Now what happens? It says, "Yahogu v'yanu'u kashikor." The boat starts to shake because there's turbulence on the waters. So the boat starts to shake like a drunk person, right? And now what happens? Actually, the people on the boat stagger because they're like a drunk man because the boat is shaking. Let's read again. God says, "Let there be a stormy wind." And the waves are going to rise very high. The people on board are going to stagger like a drunkard. They're going to cry out to God in their time of distress. And God's going to answer them. They're going to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now if you look at that pasuk in Tehilim, which means before this perasha in the Tehilim, there's a backwards nun. There's a siman in the Tehilim. Look in the books, you'll see the Tehilim. It says a backwards nun, inverted actually, before this chapter and after this chapter. Now, whenever you have a inverted nun in the Tehilim, that is like the Gemara says, ke'achin v'rakin shebatorah. It has a status like the words ach and rak. Whenever you see ach or rak in the Torah, it's coming to minimize. It's coming to lima'it. So this inverted nuns that are written before this parasha and after are coming to restrict the case. Why? Says lomar lecha to teach you tzaaku kodim gezardin na'anin, that they're only going to be answered on the boat if they call out to God before the decree is issued. Tzaaku lehar gezardin ena na'anin, but if they're too late and they only cry out after the gezardin, they're not going to be answered. Oh, what do you mean? That's a sibur. They're on the boat, even after Gezadin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they should be able to break the decree. The people on the boat are considered individuals, because they're really not part of the community. Each guy is a separate guy praying. It's not like, let's say, a family of people that Borei Olam, let's say, made a Gezerah on the family. Then it's considered a community. They can change the Gezerah. Here, each one is considered an individual that happens to be on the boat. But they're not coming as a group or a family, and therefore they cannot change the judgment. It's the way the Mefashim explain. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tashema, we have a story. Shala Bluria Giorit Rabban Gamliel. Bluria, the Giorit, the convert, asked Rabban Gamliel, Kitib Torah Chem, it says one in one pasuk in your Torah, Ashelu Yisab Panim, that God does not show favoritism. God is not partial to any person. Uchtiv Yisab Hashem Panav Elecha. But the pasuk says that God is going to show favor to you. So make up your mind, does he show favor or doesn't he show favor? Nitpala Rabbi Yosef Kohen. So, the Rabban Gamliel, she didn't ask this question to Rabban Gamliel directly. She asked it through a third party. So therefore, Rabban Gamliel sent back Rabbi Yosef Kohen to go answer. And he says like this, Amar la, so he said to Rabbi Yosef, Emshol lach mashal, lema davar dumeh. I'll give you a mashal, how to answer this. La'adam shenoshem b'chadero maneh. Let's say, somebody has a claim against his friend, you owe me $100, let's say. So the person that owes the money goes to the king and in front of the king says, I will pay my creditor by this time. He does it in front of the king. And he swears by the life of the king that he's going to pay his debt on time. Hegiyazeman, the time of the debt came, velo perao, he didn't pay it. So the debtor comes to the king to appease him, because after all he swore on his life that he's going to pay. Amar lo elboni mahulach. He says, listen, what you did to me and you embarrassed me, I forgive you. Lech ufayis haverka, but I can't forgive you for what you did to your friend. Go appease your friend. The same thing with Borei Olam. Kan ba'averot shebin adam namakom, kan ba'averot shebin adam na'avero. Which means, there's a difference. Borei Olam says, regarding the sins that you did to me, you say, Hashem panav, I can show you favorites, I can forgive you. But, Hashem lo yisah panim, you can't come and ask me forgiveness what you did to your friend. I cannot show you favoritism. And therefore, you have to go to your friend and appease him. Which is, God can forgive the ben adam the makom, but the ben adam the havero, he says, that you're going to have to take care of it yourself. I cannot show you favoritism. Now, the Gemara concludes and says, Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva v'nimit, until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, Kan kodem gzardin, kan leachar gzardin. Which means here, Rabbi Akiva says, no, another answer. That when does God have mercy on a person? That's what, kodem gzardin. Then God will show favoritism. If you make the shuva before the judgment is passed, good. But after the judgment is passed, in rahamim, there's no mercy. So what do you see? Question against Rabbi Hanan. You told me that what? Yafet sa'aka even after Gezardin. But here Rabbi Akiva is telling me, no, after Gezardin, Hashelo yisafanim. There is no favoritism. So Kazi Gavran answers, Hakaname biyahid. We have to answer again that this is talking about an individual. Yes, an individual after Gezardin, Teshuvah is not going to help him. The Teshuvah cannot overturn his sins. Rabbi Yohanan was talking about a sibur. What is a sibur? Meaning a family. Jesus, where there was a gezerah against a group of people, and collectively they came and prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the gezerah can be overturned. So that's basically the shita that we're learning today, at least according to Rabbi Yohanan, that a yahid cannot overturn a gezardin, even if he makes teshuvah. He's got to catch it before the gezardin. That's why he has to make teshuvah before Yom Kippur. But if he doesn't, it's signed and sealed. But Sibur has the ability to change it. And tomorrow's daf, we're going to see that there's other opinions that hold that even a yahid can overturn his gezerah. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.